Hi, this is Carl from Potentio, and I'd like to tell you about my service experience with Vodafone yesterday. I'm a high-value Vodafone customer, and I've been with them for 10 years, and I have an Apple iPhone 4. This iPhone stopped working yesterday. iTunes tried to download a new system version, and it basically prevented the phone from working. The only thing I could do was call the Vodafone tech team, which of course I did. That call lasted, well, on and off for about 4 hours that afternoon. They were pretty good. They called me back when they said they would do. They checked on my progress. They were reasonably supportive. But ultimately, we couldn't recover the phone, and I was given two options. One was to wait 2 days for a new phone to be delivered, and two, to go to a store and exchange the phone. Well, I was reasonably pleased with these options. I was pleased that I could actually get a new phone, and I think that was helped by the fact that I have an insurance policy with Vodafone. I chose option two, which was to go to my local store. And you know what? That's where it really started to go wrong. When I arrived at the store, well, the notes on the system didn't really reflect the practical action that had been agreed. They weren't comprehensive and or complete. And of course, the store had a very different idea, philosophy and procedure when it comes to phone exchanges. It was clear that I wasn't going to walk away with a phone. I'd been given some misinformation. I was handed a phone to call the call centre back. I spoke to two people, both of whom were very systems and procedures based. When I mentioned that, well, you emphasise procedures, but you know, one or two people within Vodafone clearly aren't following that procedure. All I really want to do today is exchange my phone, a genuine exchange for my phone that has broken. The guy, I can't believe he said this to me, but he actually said, it's more than my job's worth to authorise you to walk away with the phone today. I still actually can't believe that somebody could say that to me. And of course, by this stage, I was extremely frustrated. I work in service, but it was very difficult to keep calm on a call like this. The calls couldn't be escalated because there were no managers available. I spoke to a second person and had to give all of my ID and talk through the entire situation again. However, this time she was, well, a little bit more service orientated. She was focused on the solution and she showed me more empathy, and I began to calm down and work with her. She knew that if we didn't arrange something by six, I would lose my chance of getting a phone tomorrow. So we closed the call, making that effort and arranging for a courier to deliver my exchange today. And I hope that that actually happens. Finally, I was told that I should be able to have a courtesy phone today, and I was given back to a store member to arrange that. Now, this store member was dour, he was procedural, and he showed the minimum level of care. However, he did find a courtesy phone, which then had to be screened by making a call. He made that call, and because it was after 5:30, there was no one to receive the call. Well, what that meant was I couldn't even walk away from Vodafone with a courtesy phone. I spoke about this a little bit with him, and he said, well, the courtesy phone system does actually work, you know, bearing in mind that actually no other system from my behalf, from my point of view as a customer today, had actually worked terribly well. But the courtesy phone system should actually work. It's just that we're now after 5:30. And I said, well, that's really my point. The system should work after 5:30, shouldn't it? Because phones don't get broken, you know, within shop hours every day of the week. Well, he just looked at me with a very glum face. He didn't really care. And I walked away from the store completely exhausted after probably about 5 or 6 hours now of Vodafone conversation that day. And it made me think, Vodafone's brand is power to you. Well, yes, it is. It's power to Vodafone. Is it power to me as a customer? I don't really think so, not based on my experience yesterday. So power to who? And it made me think, well, the last person who leaves the store, please turn the lights out. A few final thoughts. Process over service. No, no, no. The customer comes first. Your process must be flexible to the customer's needs and priorities. They come first. There were some retail stars. I saw them. There were two in the shop doing a great job. There was one on the phone that I spoke to, but they were completely restricted by, again, Vodafone's system. They couldn't deliver the service they wanted to, and that was a real shame. Give them more ownership. Give them the power to take accountability when customers' needs come first. And communication, information training, service mindset, on the phone, with the person you speak to first, with the guys, the geeks, the tech team, and with the people in store. Consistency, service mindset, communication, so important. And there are so many more notes I could give you, but my time is out.